The Gospel according to Luke. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Luke chapter 21, verses 8 through 19. Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, Jesus said, claiming I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events, and great signs from heaven. But before all this happens, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. All men will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. By standing firm, you will gain life. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. You know, it's important that we put God number one in our lives. We should give God complete control, complete access to everything in our lives. And a good way to do that is to start off with the beginning of the week belonging to God, to set up the pattern for the rest of the week. So by being good stewards and giving God the beginning of the week, then all of it belongs to him. There was a man who went on a hike. And it was a beautiful fall morning. The air was cold, crisp. Oh, it was intoxicating. And he walked up into the woods on these mountains that he'd never been there before, but they looked beautiful and like they were calling him. And so he followed the trail, and he's going up the mountain. And he saw another trail that went off into the woods, and so he followed that trail. And the trail petered out, it disappeared. And he found himself in all this brush, really thick brush. And he stood there looking around him, watching deer run away and rabbits and birds and just all this wildlife. He thought, what a beautiful place. He thought, I could go back the way I came, but maybe I could push through this brush and get to the other side. And so he plunged into the brush, pulling and clawing, and he pushed his way through. And he fell off the edge of a cliff. And as he fell off the edge of the cliff, he turned around and he's grabbing at anything he can get a hold of to try and slow his fall. And he's going down the face of the cliff, and he reached out and he grabbed a hold of a root. And he clung onto it for dear life, and he held onto that root. And he stopped, and as he's hanging there, he looked down, and it was a long way down. And he looked up, and it was too far to get back up. He was stuck. And he started crying out, help me, help me. Luke chapter 21, verses 8 through 19, which we just read, talks about the last days. Something that people always seem to be fascinated by. We all want to talk about the last day. What's the day of the Lord, the final days, the day of judgment? What are those days going to be like here for us? You know, everybody's curious to know that. They want to know when they'll begin and how long they'll last and what will happen during those days. And, of course, they want to know what the Bible has to say about them. There are some people who say, oh, they'll never happen. They've been going on for a long time, and they've always been saying that. Well, It's true. It has been going on for a long time, and they've been talking about the day of the Lord since Jesus' day. But the thing that can't be denied is that more and more prophecy is being fulfilled, and the things that have said that have been predicted in the Bible are coming. They're happening at an alarming rate all around us, no matter where we look. The Bible is full of scriptures that talk about the last days. And we could be here for days going through everything the Bible has to offer, but we're just going to talk about a couple of passages. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 3. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this second coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation." Even in Jesus' day, they were looking for the second coming over 2,000 years ago. And there were scoffers, people who didn't believe it, people who said who just poo-pooed religion, people who said they didn't believe in Jesus, this last day stuff, they didn't believe in any of that. And we have the same people with us today. There are people today running around saying that there's no last days. They don't believe in, some people run around saying they don't believe in God. There's people who scoff at church. There are people who scoff at religious people, scoff at the Bible. It can't be the Word of God. It's not, you know, nice. It's a good book, but it's not true. And yeah, the world is full of scoffers. And there are people trying to claim that they're the Antichrist. There are all kind of cults all over the world. And the time is near. Well, Second Peter chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. But they deliberately forgot that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. And by these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. So 2 Peter's telling us that at one time the world was destroyed by water, that it will in the future be destroyed by fire, that that's what's being saved for the day of judgment. All kind of stuff going on. But it says that people deliberately forgot that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed and the earth was formed. See, even today, scientists who used to say that religion was just all superstition, scientists today are saying that there is a God. There is a supreme being. Most scientists are saying that because the more and more they examine in life, the smaller they break things down, the more they realize things couldn't exist unless somebody created them, somebody with a plan. I don't know if you've ever heard of the God particle, but scientists are talking about the God particle now, that particle that holds atoms and neutrons and molecules and all that together. And there's an order to the way everything is made. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that because of the natural qualities of the world, because when you look around at nature, the way things are made, we are without excuse. We have no reason at all to not believe in God. So you have to believe in God. And people that say they don't, they're just lying to themselves. They are scoffers. Because God says it can't be denied. And it says here in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 8, "Don't forget this one thing, dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." You and I you know, we go by the 60 seconds to a minute and 60 minutes to an hour and 24 hours in a day. I'm telling you what, and the older you get, faster time goes too, doesn't it? If you want time to really go fast, sit down at the computer. Play a game. You play a game, and especially if you got somewhere to go, boy, time just really... And if you want time to drag, do something you don't like. But with God, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. Time means nothing to God. And so it goes on to say that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. It is God's desire that no matter how long it takes, that we would all be saved. God wants all of mankind to be saved. It says here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Well, let's begin with verse 3. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God wants everybody to be saved. And there are a lot of preachers out there today, a lot of churches who are preaching, you've heard me say this before, they're preaching universal salvation. That when Jesus died on the cross, that was it. It paid the price for everybody's sin. All over the world, whether they believe in him or not, Jesus died for everybody. But the Bible makes it clear, doesn't it? The Bible makes it clear that some will choose Jesus and some won't. That if you reject the Son, you're rejecting the Father. The Bible makes it clear that if you deny Jesus in front of other people, Jesus will deny you in front of the Father. The Bible says, "And Joshua, choose you this day whom you will serve." Make a choice. Jesus said you had to pick up your cross daily to follow him. So some people do, some people don't. The Bible tells us that broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many people walk on it, while narrow is the gate that leads to salvation, and few go that way. So I'm telling you, you know anybody preaching universal salvation? That's wrong. It's a heresy. No such thing. It's God's desire that everybody be saved. But not everybody will make that choice because God gives us a freedom of choice. We are in the last days. Prophecy is being fulfilled at an alarming rate all around us. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. I'm going to give this dollar to somebody. Make sure you give it back. With change, interest. No, I'm going to give this dollar to somebody. You had no idea I was going to give you that dollar, did you? None. None at all. The day of the Lord, judgment day, the final day, when it's all over and it's too late to make any more decisions, that day is going to come like a thief in the night. You'll have no idea when it'll happen. And we can't sit around saying, well, what are the signs? Show us the, you know, when can we expect this? The next 5 years, 10 years, 100 years? You know, a day is like 1,000 years. Maybe it won't happen for hundreds of years yet. And I say to you, what does it matter? Because we all live in our own end times. We're all going to die. Sooner or later, Some of us sooner than others. Tomorrow is promised to no one. The next 5 minutes aren't promised to any of us. We all have to be ready to meet our Maker. We all have to be ready. We all have to have Jesus in our hearts. We're living in the last days. Whether it's our own last days or the judgment of mankind, it's coming to an end. And if you listen to those TV evangelists and that, who always preach on prophecy and that, their message is almost all of them agree it's coming quick. So you guys are all saved, right? You all have Jesus in your heart. Nothing to worry about. No sweat. Big deal. Hey. So what if we go? It's like I told that bunch from my last church that came last night, told them at dinner, I said, listen, I told them last night during church service, I said, when it comes to living in the last days, we're not worried. I said, the next couple of minutes aren't promised to anybody, and if I die in the next couple of minutes, don't worry about it, because the good news is I'll see you on the other side. But there's a lot of people who won't. There's a lot of people who don't have the toys, the food, who don't have Jesus. Now, they might be able to do without the toys and the food and stuff, but nobody can do without Jesus. And it's up to us to share that good news. Remember the guy that was hanging off the cliff holding on to the root? What happened to him? Now, as he's hanging there and he's calling out for help, all of a sudden he hears this big booming voice. This is God. I'm here to save you. Great, great God. Get me out of here. God says, okay. And all of a sudden the man hears this commotion and he looks down and there's this flock of sheep gathering at the base of the cliff. And God says, let go. The man looks down and looks back up and he says, is there anybody else up there? And God says, you've got to quit holding on to the things of the world. You've got to hold on to me. Have faith in me. But let go of the things of this world. The man takes a big sigh. He closes his eyes and he lets go of the root. And he falls down and he lands on a big fluffy lamb. Kills it dead. But the man rolls off of him, off of that lamb, and gets up and brushes himself off and is able to walk away. So, quit holding on to the things of the world. Ask Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior in this life, so that in the life to come, you can have eternal life in heaven. And spread the word. Send those postcards out. Invite people to church. Share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. If they don't have a Bible, you let us know. We'll get them a Bible. Spread the word. Time is growing short. God loves you, and so do I.